This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Biancooley. Matt Weiner, the creator of the period drama series Mad Men, hasn't produced a follow-up project for TV since that acclaimed drama series left the AMC network in 2015. Until now. Today, on the Amazon Prime Video streaming service, Weiner unveils his newest effort, an 8-episode anthology drama series called The Romanoffs. The rollout plan for The Romanoffs is unusual for Amazon, just as the drama series itself is an unusual experiment for the show's creator, Matt Weiner. Instead of making the entire season of The Romanoffs available at once, as it does with so many of its exclusive TV series, Amazon Prime Video presents only the first 2 episodes today as the series premieres. Subsequent installments will be doled out weekly, as they are on broadcast TV. And unlike the past 2 drama series on which Weiner worked, his own Mad Men and David Chase's The Sopranos, this new series does not tell a continuing story. It's an 8-episode anthology drama. But where such modern anthologies as FX's Fargo and HBO's True Detective tell a new story with a new cast every season, The Romanoffs is an anthology series in the purest sense. Like The Twilight Zone or Alfred Hitchcock Presents, or such live Golden Age drama anthologies as Playhouse 90 and Studio One, each episode of The Romanoffs stands alone. Mad Men was a novel, delivering 1 chapter a week. The Romanoffs is a collection of short stories, distributed on the same schedule. Each episode looks at a different person who is, or claims to be, a descendant of the infamous Romanoff clan. The Tsar and his family who were killed by Bolsheviks during the Russian Revolution of 1918. The stories Weiner tells here, as writer or co-writer and as director of every episode, are set in the modern day, but in various locations around the world. I've previewed only the first 2 episodes, which isn't enough to deliver a final verdict on the series as a whole. But some judgments certainly can be made. Both of the opening movie-length installments are sharply written, compellingly performed, and confidently directed. They're beautifully photographed. And just like anthology shows ought to do, they go in unexpected directions, because none of these characters or actors have to show up for the next episode. And there are some episode-specific quirks as well. The opening installment, The Violet Hour, is set in Paris and features a surprising amount of dialogue in French with English subtitles. And the 2nd episode, The Royal We, manages to turn into some weird sort of mixture of 12 Angry Men and The Love Boat, and, improbably, features more cigarette smoking than Mad Men ever did. The Romanoffs announces its intention to shake things up and go its own way immediately, by starting with a polite instrumental opening theme that shifts suddenly into the defiant lyrics of Tom Petty's Refugee. The first story features Marta Keller, who starred opposite Dustin Hoffman in Marathon Man back in the 70s, as Anushka, an elderly woman living in a Romanoff family apartment in Paris. She's a pampered, secluded racist, whose attitude and outbursts make it impossible for her to hang on to her hired help for long. As her nephew Greg, played by Aaron Eckhart, points out when she phones him to object to the newest housekeeper he sends as a replacement, a young Muslim woman.
Bonjour, ma belle. Comment ça va aujourd'hui?
C'est une abomination. Une monstruosité.
What are you talking about?
There's been a mistake. Je ne veux pas de ça ici.
Je ne comprends pas.
I need a caregiver and not a terrorist.
They emailed me her references. She's educated. She's studying to be a nurse. She knows CPR, first aid.
You know about this?
So you want the other one back?
The whole? I'm so afraid. Stay with me on the phone.
What do you want me to do? You've been through everybody else there. She's the best caregiver they have, and you are by far the worst client.
The 2nd episode, with an entirely different cast of characters, is set in more familiar American ground. Corey Stahl and Carrie Bechet play a couple going through the motions in a stifling marriage. Before long, they embark on adventures that lead to unanticipated new possibilities. He on jury duty, she on a cruise ship. But before that, he's stuck working in a strip mall at a test preparation storefront where his college-bound clients have some very lofty goals regarding their potential SAT scores and their college admission targets.
I need a 1600. I want to go to Harvard. What would you say if I told you there might be other options that are better for you?
I would say I want my money back because you have a guaranteed satisfaction policy.
Okay. So can you tell me why you want to go to Harvard?
So I can do whatever I want instead of staying here forever and getting a shitty job and being a loser.
Uh-huh. Because people who stay here are losers.
Well, I don't know. You help people get into Harvard. It's pretty cool.
I can give you your money back right now because wanting something and getting it are two very different things.
Not if you go to Harvard.
Keep saying Harvard, Andrew. It's not going to make it happen. You have to accept the reality and try to be happy with whatever you get.
Yale?
You're not listening, Andrew. The big secret is nobody's happy.
Well, I'm happy because The Romanoffs is another modern series, like Fargo and American Crime Story, that is bringing back the best elements of what the classic old anthology series used to provide. I don't know quite what the rest of Matt Weiner's new series has in store, except that its upcoming stars include Christina Hendricks, Isabel Huppert, Diane Lane, and Paul Reiser. But I'm looking forward to it, in part because not knowing what to expect is more than half the fun.